Let's now look at other ways of talking about time, such as days of the week and months of the year. These are listed in the user guide. But let's do some practice now. To say a day of the month, you just use le, followed by the simple number. So, for instance, his birthday is on the 27th of October would be son anniversaire est le 27 octobre. So try the meeting is on the 5th of July.
La réunion est le 5 juillet.
Good. La réunion est le 5 juillet. The only day of the month that works differently is the 1st, for which you say le premier. So, the 1st of July would be?
Le 1er juillet.
Le 1er juillet, yes. Now try, I'm working on Saturday. You don't need to translate on.
Je travaille samedi.
Good. Je travaille samedi. But if you want to indicate that something happens regularly on Saturdays, you would generalize and use le. So, she works on Saturdays would be?
Elle travaille le samedi.
Yes, elle travaille le samedi. Last is dernier, and next is prochain. So what about she is working next Saturday, but she did not work last Saturday? Let's start with she's working next Saturday.
Elle travaille samedi prochain.
Elle travaille samedi prochain, yes. But she did not work last Saturday?
Mais elle n'a pas travaillé samedi dernier.
Mais elle n'a pas travaillé samedi dernier. Good. All in one sentence now. She's working next Saturday, but she didn't work last Saturday.
Elle travaille samedi prochain, mais elle n'a pas travaillé samedi dernier.
Super. Elle travaille samedi prochain, mais elle n'a pas travaillé samedi dernier. To say in July, you say en juillet. So how would you say, in July, she will work from Thursdays to Saturdays? From, as you know, is de. Thursday is jeudi, and to is à. But be careful, because just as de and le become du, à and le become au. So, in July, she will work from Thursdays to Saturdays.
En juillet, elle travaillera du jeudi au samedi.
Très bien. En juillet, elle travaillera du jeudi au samedi. But you don't need to use le with the months of the year. So how would you say the shop shuts from July to September? The shop is le magasin and September is septembre. So, the shop shuts from July to September.
Le magasin ferme de juillet à septembre.
Yes, le magasin ferme de juillet à septembre. You talk about summer, winter and autumn the way you talk about months, using en and without le. Winter is hiver, H-I-V-E-R. So in winter would be?
En hiver.
En hiver, yes. And in autumn?
En automne?
Yes, en automne. The odd one out is in spring, for which you say au printemps, P-R-I-N-T-E-M-P-S. So what about in the spring? We always have a lot of work, but in the summer there isn't much. For not much, you can use ne and pas grand-chose. So bit by bit, in the spring we always have a lot of work.
Au printemps, nous avons toujours beaucoup de travail.
Yes, au printemps, nous avons toujours beaucoup de travail. But in the summer, there isn't much.
Mais en été, il n'y a pas grand-chose.
Excellent. Mais en été, il n'y a pas grand-chose. Well done, you added the little ne. Bring it all together now. In the spring, we always have a lot of work. But in the summer, there isn't much.
Au printemps, nous avons toujours beaucoup de travail. Mais en été, il n'y a pas grand-chose.
Exactly. Au printemps, nous avons toujours beaucoup de travail. Mais en été, il n'y a pas grand-chose. If you want to say the day after, you use le lendemain, L-E-N-D-E-M-A-I-N, which is a variation on demain, isn't it? So try. We're going to arrive in Paris on Thursday, and the following day we will attend the reception. Let's break it down. We're going to arrive in Paris on Thursday.
Nous allons arriver à Paris jeudi.
Yes. Nous allons arriver à Paris jeudi. And the following day, we will attend the reception. To attend something is assister à quelque chose, and reception is a straight transformation. So, and the following day, we will attend the reception.
Et le lendemain, nous assisterons à la réception.
Good. Nous allons arriver à Paris jeudi et le lendemain, nous assisterons à la réception. And just one more try before we move on. The day before yesterday is very straightforward. Avant-hier. So could you work out the day after tomorrow, which is just as straightforward?
Après-demain.
Yes, après-demain. Quite straightforward. Facile, n'est-ce pas?